1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Rare rain has turned a huge party in the desert into a muddy nightmare. Justin Schumann's one of thousands stuck there.
What I have seen personally is resilience. I've seen a huge amount of people coming together. I have seen strangers hugging strangers. I have seen people gifting things to others.
That includes supplies, which could start running out soon the longer people are stuck there. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Everyone was asked to stay in their camps and ration food.
Storms sweeping through Nevada's Black Rock Desert, where crowds gathered for this year's Burning Man Festival, have left tens of thousands stranded after desert sand turned to mud. Authorities are investigating the death of at least one person.
In the southeast, people are struggling to recover from Hurricane Idalia.
Although thousands of Florida Power customers still remain without it this weekend after Hurricane Idalia hit the state's Big Bend and northern regions, Governor Ron DeSantis reports good progress in the restoration of electricity and notes bigger problems.
Some people lost their entire home. Some of the homes just washed away that were right there on the water. Others had 4 or 5 feet of water in them. They're not livable right now.
That update about a day after President Biden took a first-hand look. Tom Foti, CBS News.
President Biden arrived in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware last night, but says he is not on vacation right now. He just can't go home to Wilmington. He says the Secret Service is doing work on his primary residence there to make it more secure.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
We now know Jimmy Buffett died after a 4-year battle with skin cancer at 76. The news comes as Parrot Heads honored Buffett today in Key West. WFOR-TV's Ted Scouten was there.
He really helped put Key West back on the map after they were in a bit of a slump after the Navy left. So he was very, very welcomed here with open arms. Just look at all the people here really smiling, enjoying themselves, having a great time as they celebrate him.
Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says the GOP still doesn't have a strong standout to go up against former President Trump. But he tells Face the Nation he hasn't ruled himself out.
I have not closed the door to that. If I believe that we can actually win the race, we have a strong ticket, that those two major candidates are weak, we might have to try to pull off something that's never been done.
COVID's still spreading in the U.S., and it looks like it got Metallica frontman James Hetfield now. The band had to postpone its show tonight in Phoenix to next Saturday after Hetfield tested positive. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or 2 savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 67. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 97. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows around 73. Mid-90s Tuesday, mid-70s Wednesday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
The place for me in these signs. kicking off Maxine Kevy with a double dip of Clean. That was These Signs. Aurora before that. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Maxine Kevy. I'm Jimmy Kay. Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM in Wausau. And Maxine Radio presents Riff Raff Fest. Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Karma, Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. Plus WXCO's Chad Holmes will be on hand too. You can stop by and say hi to him. Tickets are available at the Pollock Inn, 1206 North 3rd Street in Wausau. It's Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, presented by Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We're going to chat with the brothers from Karma Bloody Karma this hour. Next hour, we'll visit with Eric Cobb from Cold Black River, plus Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock tonight. But first, new music from Mile 134. This is Red Eye. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
yeah, not from those chosen lies. Believe for the toll, I'm the one who holds the gun, points at those whom I love.
Never say until she's gone.
Until She's Gone, that's Lo-Fi Killers, Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. Now new music from Or Does It Explode? In doing so.
Don't be the first to speak. Challenge the authority. Don't change the status.
Maxine Kevy with brand new music from the Master of Mayhem, Mickey Magnum. His song called Stand Tall. You can make plans right now to see Mickey Magnum at Ghost Rider 2 on October 6th at Main Street Music in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. It's an annual two-day music festival featuring Waye Jennings, Sam Lowe, Railhopper, Buck Naked, Mickey Magnum, Mason Meyer, and the Derek Jones and the 50 South, Frank Martin Bush and the Names. Tickets are available right now at mainstreetmusicmore.org. Get them early because I think that festival is going to sell out. In doing so, that was new music from Or Does It Explode. Their new album, The Medium is the Message, is available right now on Bandcamp and other streaming sites. Coming up after 11 o'clock, it's Essential Last Crack, a double dip from the mighty Last Crack. Also, Eric Cobb from Cold Black River will join us after 11 o'clock tonight to talk about Riff Raff Fest that's happening at the Pollock Inn in Wausau next Saturday. Also playing Riff Raff Fest is Karma Bloody Karma, and they will be joining me in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's the best hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin. It's Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Rods, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and Max Inc. Radio presents Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Karma Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. Wausau, that's rock, and support local music at Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn, presented by WXCO 98.9 FM and Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. That is brand new music from Karma, Bloody Karma. The song is called The Obstacle. There's a brand new video that we'll talk about for that song in just a couple of minutes. But first, Civic Media and Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM in Wausau. Max Inc. Radio presents Riff Raff Fest. It's happening Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, Passion Aggression, and these guys right here, Karma, Bloody Karma. On the phone with us right now are brothers, Jesse and Robert from Karma, Bloody Karma. Gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time tonight. We'll talk about Riff Raff Fest in just a moment. But first, I got to ask you guys, what was the reaction from the Rents, your parents, when you two started jamming doom and death metal in the house?
I mean, we've been making noise for a long, long time.
And, yeah, nothing new to them. So.
Yeah. Were your parents pretty supportive with your musical endeavors?
Oh yeah,
always. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
What type of music did you guys typically listen to in the house as a family growing up?
Oh, pretty much everything from old country to Black Sabbath on my mom's side. My dad was more of the old country kind of guy, and stuff like that. So,
and then, yeah, when we were in high school and junior high, then we discovered Korn and Slipknot and that. And then they kind of pretty much had to listen to that from then on out.
Pretty much, yeah.
that was it. You know?
That's great. So where did your love for metal come from?
Probably from our cousins being metalheads as well, and that kind of just, as well as our parents liking, rock and roll and stuff like that. So it just kind of evolved into more and more stuff, and then us just kind of finding stuff on our own, being curious on music and everything.
Yeah.
And then eventually the band came along, Karma, Bloody Karma. It's just the two of you in the band, correct?
That's right.
Yep.
Talk about how you guys got started, how Karma Bloody Karma got started.
Yeah, so at the end of 2020, we had been jamming as us just for a while since 2014, 2015. We kind of put out some projects of different styles. They're out online too. But we had jammed with guys before that, high school and a few things. We brushed shoulders with different guys in the scene for a while, but we finally, us two, just decided to go for it, after what happened in 2020 and beyond. We're just we just gotta, let's do this.
We ain't got much time, so yeah. We might as well just go for it,
Right.
And when you guys started the band, did you have specific goals in mind that you wanted to accomplish? Have you accomplished any of those goals, and what are some of the goals that you really still need to capture on?
Well, honestly, just being able to put out any music and for people to want to hear it was a big goal for us. And then us playing a show like we did in last April, which is amazing. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just keep evolving and do what we want to do, That's the best thing.
Music, it's kind of like an art thing too. We support all kinds and all forms.
Completely.
And to be able to play with a variety of different extreme styles is a big goal for this band too, because we have a lot of different influences. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans to add people to the band, or are you going to keep it a two-piece?
I mean, we're always open to ideas for sure, but if it's working, we don't need to fix it. So,
yeah.
Don't fix something that's not broken. And obviously, listening to your music, seeing the video for The Obstacle online, it's not broken at all, man. You guys are killing it for sure. Jesse, you're welcome. Jesse and Robert here from Karma, Bloody Karma. They're playing Riff Raff Fest. We'll talk about that in just a second. I just spoke about the video that you just released for the song The Obstacle. We just played that song. Tell the listeners about that video, making the video, and kind of the messaging or just the vibe of the video.
Well, the video was just shot. We wanted to have us just playing so people can kind of have that visual of that. But then also we used a lot of context of places that around that we grew up. So a lot of the waters, and because we're from Bevent, so that's like the Pulova River, that we use that kind of as the background and just make sure that we have our roots still in home. And with the song itself, is definitely, it's in the name, the obstacle, it's to overcome things that these obstacles that people have in life and whatever have you be, you know, coming your way. So it's all just kind of about overcoming that.
Mm-hmm. It's a great video. I like being able to see you two jam on the video, and it's kind of trippy. It's black and white. It kind of fades in, fades out with some kaleidoscope effects in the background. It matches the music too.
Totally. Yeah. That's what we're going for. Keep it simple, but put a little art spin on it, you know?
So you guys, this next show for Karma Bloody Karma is coming up at Riff Raff Fest. It's Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau. I'm sure you two are stoked for this show. It's a killer lineup, isn't it?
Oh, totally. Yeah. We're very happy to be playing with all these amazing musicians. Wausau, that whole weekend is going to be packed with art in the park. So it's going to be a great weekend for artists and everybody involved.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Once again, the lineup, Karma Bloody Karma, Cold Black River. Eric is going to join us later in the show, too, from Cold Black River. Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. I'm assuming tickets, advance tickets, might be available at the Pollock Inn, if not at the day of the show. 1206 North 3rd Street in Wausau. And check this out, WXCO's Bull Falls Radio up in Wausau. Chad Holmes, he's going to be on hand. He's going to introduce a band, maybe, and do a couple call-ins to us here on the air on Saturday night, so that'll be a lot of fun. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time today. Congratulations on your music and getting it out to the people. I really enjoy it. And where can people connect with you guys, get your music, see the videos and all that?
So we're, thanks, you know, thank you so
yes,
much.
Thank
that.
You.
But, we're on Bandcamp, Karma Bloody Karma, Ascend, Facebook as well, YouTube,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Just a regular socials, you know.
Nice. And, of course, we'll see you September 9th at the Pollock Inn for Riff Raff Fest, the show presented by Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and us here at Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Jesse, Robert, thank you so much for your time this evening. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks
thank
for
you.
Having us.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
So. And we're going to – I want you to tell me about this song before we play. We're playing Ascend Part 2. Tell us about this song.
That's pretty much the conclusion of the full album as a whole. It's pretty much the nightcap for everything. So we just let the people decide what it means for them. So
prepare to be crushed.
Prepared to be crushed. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Karma Bloody Karma is Ascend Part 2 on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
10 years ago, we opened with...
Bandana? Check. Boots? Check. Gloves? Check. As a motorcycle rider in Wisconsin, you may go to great lengths to protect your image. Just be sure you're protecting yourself, too. Wear a Department of Transportation-approved helmet. Perform safety checks on your motorcycle. Know the traffic laws and don't take risks. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. From